Sirius, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene came ashore overnight as a Category 4, the most powerful storm to strike Florida's Big Bend region in nearly two centuries. ABC's Jim Ryan.
The community of Gulfport, Florida is surrounded by water. Tampa Bay on the east, the Gulf of Mexico on the west. Suffice it to say that
it's been a very difficult night.
Gulfport Mayor Samuel Henderson.
We've had catastrophic damages to some areas of the city, both to our businesses, to city property, and also to the homes of some of our residents.
At sea level, community saw an 8-foot storm surge hours before Helene's rains began to fall. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In New York City, cameras clicking outside a federal court building as Mayor Eric Adams entered this morning for his arraignment. His federal indictment tells of unreported flights and luxury hotel accommodations from Turkish officials. We have word this morning that British actress Maggie Smith, known for her roles in Downton Abbey and Harry Potter, has died. She was 89. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin could bring an additional $2 billion in federal money if it expanded Medicaid. That's according to a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The report also says adding more people would also lead to higher costs and more demands on hospitals. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local school districts are holding funding referendums this year.
Our communities are being forced to have neighbor versus neighbor and deciding whether they're going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're ready to buy a home, no doubt you've been watching interest rates. Recently, the U.S. Federal Reserve lowered interest rates, but that's not the same as mortgage rates. Kristen Ambos of Point Mortgage in Appleton.
It's a direct indicator on the rates that the banks are borrowing at. So that's coming down. But remember, the bank is going to add 2 to 3% so that they can make money. So that's where the mortgage rates are going to be.
Ambos said there will be competitive pressure for mortgage rates to come down. A new research from UW-Madison shows that kids who live in areas that were once redlined have a higher risk of asthma today. Redlining was the discriminatory practice of giving specific areas low grades for home loans, usually because more people of color and immigrants live there. This practice was widely used until it was banned in 1968. A new study from UW-Madison shows that kids who grew up in areas that were once redlined even decades ago had a 3% increased chance of developing asthma. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wild card round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The decisions prosecutors make day in and day out, whether to open grand jury investigations, whether to seek indictments, whether to proceed to trial, these decisions and virtually every other prosecutorial decision must be made without any political pressure from anyone. They must be made in an entirely apolitical fashion, based exclusively on the facts and the law. Unfortunately, that is not what Project 2025 has in mind for the United States Department of Justice. When I look at the goals and aspirations of Project 2025, I can't help but evaluate them against the backdrop of what I saw happen to the Department of Justice during the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's my G-spot, Glenn Kirshner, testifying before Congress. Please, more. Yeah, more. More. Yeah.
Once Donald Trump has his loyalists in place in the Department of Justice, if a report of possible voter fraud is referred to DOJ, Donald Trump officials could screen or evaluate that claim with just one simple question. Does the alleged voter fraud work to the advantage of Republican candidates, so by extension, to the advantage of Donald Trump? If the fraud benefits Trump, his Project 2025 officials can simply decline to investigate, summarily claiming there's insufficient evidence to open a criminal probe. But if the alleged voter fraud worked to Trump's disadvantage, then the investigation could be initiated regardless of whether or not the evidence supported that decision.
Oh, God.
Wait, I'm almost finished.
This is simply a variation on the theme. I don't care if there was no voter fraud undermining the election's results. Just say there was and leave the rest to me and my loyalists in the Department of Justice. Oh. If Project 2025 is implemented, there will be no need for a corrupt president to recruit DOJ officials to join his criminal endeavor, as the conspiracy will already be in place.
Oh.
Project 2025's determination to extinguish the independence of the Department of Justice looks a lot like a blueprint for autocracy.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, right
yes, Glenn.
Oh.
Yes. Why'd you shoot me?
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
There's my happy ending.
Oh.
Okay. And a happy.
Oh, God.
Listen to Glenn. Go out and vote and give,
yes.
Him,
yes.
Give America a happy ending. Do it. Get out and vote. You heard him. Okay. I'm so proud of him. He was so fantastic.
He was great.
He will for sure be at Sexy Liberal DC for Kamala Harris's inauguration. That's January 18th. That is our very last Sexy Liberal. But we never know. He might make one before that. Who knows? But for sure in DC.
He says that.
We love you, Glenn.
He says that one of
we didn't mean to sully your beautiful patriotic speech with all that filth. What?
And his wife appreciates that, too.
Yes.
Yes,
very.
The lovely and talented Mrs. Kirshner.
Okay.
Can I say I'm distracted by my own dog's cuteness? I don't know if you're seeing. She started doing research on your computer because she's okay.
Yeah.
She'd like to see a manager.
How do you spell biscuit?
She'd like to see a manager.
She won't stop.
And Clyde's staring at the back of the chair.
I can't.
He's asleep.
Jody texted me and said there's a pack of coyotes out here, out whatever. And then my other friend sent me Tommy Lee's dog almost got eaten by a coyote that jumped over a 10-foot fence. And now Okay. Okay, if you are.
Can they come in a doggy door?
Pardon me?
Can they come in a doggy door?
A pup could probably.
A coyote pup?
Yeah, a puppy could.
All right, I need to manifest a girlfriend with giant dogs for my birthday on Sunday. Could someone help me? Okay. I brought this up because we're all animal lovers, and this story, you knew this was going to make me crazy, right, Jody?
Yeah.
It's really true. Right-wing purity test. Analyst ties Republicans' brash cruelty toward animals to Trump. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's just notoriously a dog hater, first of all. So first of all, you could care less if you think people are eating dogs and cats. You're just trying to inflame your racist base. A growing number of Republicans are doing cruel things to children's dogs, then bragging about it in a new trend with ties to Trump, a new political analysis contends. Kevin Roberts, Heritage Foundation president. He's a former New Mexico State University. His colleagues there said he had boasted of killing his 16-year-old neighbor's dog, Loco, with a shovel. Killing a teenage neighbor's pet out of irritation and then telling coworkers about it might seem like a whole new level of bizarre. The New Republic writes, in some ways, she argues a mounting number of Republicans not only torment children's animals but express pride after the fact, and obviously mentioned famously Governor Kristi Noem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The part of that, by the way, that I know we didn't talk about enough is she did not warn her 7-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And where's Cricket, Kennedy reported. The daughter's name is Kennedy, asked when she came home from school. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I was having flashbacks when Katie, my miniature schnauzer, got hit by a car. And I already came home from summer camp. And I'm like, where's Katie? Like, we've all, either been a kid or had a kid. And, oh, my God, it was the most heartbreaking day of my little life, right? Can you imagine? Their mother shot, this killed their dog. I can't. Okay. Republicans merely building on a long history. New Republic writing, expecting praise for hurting animals that began with Sarah Palin, who liked to shoot wolves.
Yeah.
Palin's support for aerial wolf gunning, a practice deliberately designed to give hunters the advantage. Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
And denounced by animal lovers, but lauded by her supporters. Because what do we always say? The cruelty's the point.
It is.
And she writes, in 2011, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump traveled to Zimbabwe with a safari farm that conservationists later said was not registered in the country. They killed an elephant and a leopard, among other animals, posing with the dead bodies. Those shots are so gross.
Yeah, they are.
Trump Jr. shot an endangered Bengali sheep or something. The Trump administration reversed bans on importing lion trophies into the U.S. and re-legalized the killing of wolf pups and using bait to kill bears in Alaska. She concludes, it wasn't a foregone conclusion that willingness to kill animals would become kind of a right-wing purity test. If you didn't already hate these people. Okay. Hate against Haitians sparked by Republican running mates Trump and J.D. Vance spilled over to the Jamaican community in Springfield, Ohio this week. Because hate always spills over.
Well,
my point is they don't care about the animals. They care about fear-mongering about brown people.
Yep. It's the only way they can win.
The Jamaican patty company said an employee was confronted by an angry white woman. Oh, God, Karening again. Who thought she was addressing Haitians. This is like after 9/11. Anyone that was a Sikh, anyone that looked Arab,
brown,
during COVID, anyone that looked any version of Asian, this is despicable. We received a call from a disgruntled person regarding Haitians filing a lawsuit against the Trump Vance ticket. Without identifying herself, she aggressively confronted us and mistook us for Haitians and not Jamaicans. The audacity of this misinformed person, we hope this election cycle does not get too ugly.
It's
too late.
It's gonna be.
Let us treat people the way we would like to be treated. God help us. I mean, okay. Racism is just also dumb. People frequently mistake the wrong people just because, okay. All right. So this is the Eating the Cats parody song by the Kiffness.
Is this a different one?
We only got
one?
Half the song. It's long, so I got half of it.
All right, this we're skipping to 18.
Okay. Okay. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dogs.
So then, because he's a liberal helper, he helpfully holds up cards suggesting a range of other options, including broccoli, avocado. You know, healthy options, yeah. Mostly vegan options. Okay. So this is, and this is the new Harris ad, 17, here we go.
Eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets. This is what's happening in our country.
While Trump is focused on that, Kamala Harris is focused on you.
It is important that we move forward and address the needs of the American people, address the housing shortage, support our small businesses, address bringing down the price of groceries, and I pledge to you that I will.
FFPAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Yay.
By the way, so Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro denounced Trump for singling out immigrants in a small town in his state.
Yep.
He claimed Haitian immigrants had inundated Charleroi, am I saying that right, in southwestern Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro said it's complete and utter bull. He's a potty mouth. I like that.
I do, yes.
Yeah. He said instead of actually offering something that's going to help them address their economic challenges, Donald Trump goes and it's on the community. It's not only disrespectful, it is really dangerous. Thank you. Stop talking America and American cities. Thank you, potty mouth Governor Josh Shapiro. All right, let's go to I had a big craw that segment.
Oh, yeah. This
Jason,
the room is filled with stuff that was in your craw.
Yeah. You got splattered. Hi, Jason in Missouri. Hi.
The cross splash zone.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, our senator, the one we apologize for, the rest of you guys, has decided he needs to debate Josh Hawley on October 31st here in Missouri. And being that you're coming to Kansas City very soon, I figured you needed to know a little bit of the local news.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, good. We're having
Lucas. Kuntz.
Lucas Kuntz on what day do we know?
Thursday.
Next Thursday, Lucas Kuntz will be on the show. Don't miss it, okay?
I don't plan to, but we've got a problem here.
Uh-oh.
We don't have enough people pushing on an abortion issue that we have available. We're yet another state that's likely going to vote and reinstate abortion rights in this state.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's winning in large margins, but we don't have people rallying behind Quaid and Kuntz. So if anybody out there is listening,
the polls
are like 50-40. For Crystal Quaid for the governorship, by the way, if you don't know.
Uh-huh.
And Lucas is about 10 points down, but the difference in who hadn't decided is about the difference in the polling.
Yeah.
So anything you guys can do to help, we need it. I'd like to get back to having a Democrat in here.
There you go. All right, Jason. And we will see you October 12th in Kansas City.
Very exciting. Uptown Theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Claire McCaskill made a great point about Missouri and just the Republican Party. Remember when she beat Clay Aiken? Because he was the guy that, like, if it's a legitimate rape, women have a way of shutting that whole thing down. She was just saying it's no less despicable than what half the Republicans these days are saying. The difference is the whole party condemned him because they had at least some shred of decency back then or knew what was politically poisonous. Now they won't even condemn Mark Robinson.
Nope.
Right. Trump had, what did he say? He was asked, how are you withdrawing your, he's like,
I don't know anything about it.
I don't think about that. They just claim like all these despicable things. Yep. Mark Robinson's even before this latest scandal, none of them condemn him. She said it's because his own party condemned his remarks that she won by so much in Missouri. But let's hope our caller is right. Lucas Kuntz and others. We will talk to him Thursday. I can't wait. And hopefully he'll make it to Sexy Liberal.
Yep.
We're hoping. And Jess Piper's doing great work, executive director of Blue Missouri. So she's going to join us at Sexy Liberal. She's an amazing activist, mother of five.
That's right.
Lives on a farm in Missouri. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... Stop staring at me, Bonnie. I can take it.
I need to strengthen myself to withstand their constant cuteness. I need my probiotics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of probiotics fall short. Do you know why, Chris? Survivability.
They don't survive.
I waited for you not to be wrong. I just told you.
They don't serve. Most probiotics don't survive in stomach acid. That can melt metal.
It's almost like you've heard me say this before. Yes. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic.
Yep.
It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. No matter what occurs, it will find your stomach alive. Okay. In fact, a third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics. Choose the best one. There's a ton. There's an S-ton of probiotics out there. They're not all the same. Get the best one. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today. 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie.
She's the aggressive progressive. Dunker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I was losing my mind up in here. Uh-huh. I apologize. Hey, look, it's this lady that's been right about everything.
I'm going to just cut to the chase. In fact, she's put out policies on her campaign website. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's truly interested can go and read about them. She right. referenced policies. Mm-hmm. She actually doesn't just have policies and concepts. She has plans about what to do. I think it's a double standard, and it's Thank a double you. Standard that is partly because they are still getting to know her, but also because they're still grappling with the idea, like, oh, am I really going to vote for a woman to be president and commander-in-chief?
Thank you. She might know a thing or two about a thing or two. Mm-hmm. Did I mention I'll die mad about 2016?
Okay, the first time I just hearing did. Of it.
Okay. Thank you, Bob Schooley, who said, Harris must do more interviews. Many, many interviews later. No, not those. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. And even you.
Oh, she didn't say how she was going to pay for it.
Yes, she did say how she's going to pay for things. The rich pay their fair share. It's very simple. Can I just say, CNN will begin locking online content behind a paywall next month idea. In an effort to increase revenue as cable news television erodes industry-wide. You know why? Because you suck.
Right.
And no one's going to want to pay for what already sucks for free because both sides don't do it. And this is part of what I think people are just done with. You know? I mean, it's okay. By the way, Hillary Clinton, who was right about everything always in the history of ever, said she doubled down on her deplorables description of supporters of Trump, saying that was too kind a word to describe. Thank you! I love Hillary with zero Fs to give. She said, in 2016, I famously described half of Trump supporters as the basket of deplorables. I was talking about the people who are drawn to his racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, you name it. The people for whom his bigotry is a feature, not a bug. It was an unfortunate choice of words and bad politics, but it also got at an important truth. Just look at everything that's happened in the years since, from Charlottesville to January 6th. Mm-hmm. The masks have come off, and if anything, deplorable is too kind a word for the hate and violent extremism we've seen from some Trump supporters. I said that at the time. I was like, that seems really mild word.
It was a mild word.
The violent racists on their side. Kevin the Hilarious Gay in 3, 2, 1.
And hello.
Oh, hello.
Mama, I want to really quickly say, in response to RFK Jr.'s claim that you mentioned yesterday that men no longer have sperm, I have single-handedly proven that that is not true.
It wasn't RFK that said it. It was some other lunatic that supports him. Something. Anyway, yes, I appreciate your honesty.
He single-handedly knows that.
I just wanted to talk to all the people out there wanting to go to Sexy Liberal who are on the fence about getting that meet and grope.
Yes.
It is so worth it. I wanted to call yesterday when Hal was on. Hal gives back. Like behind-the-scenes stories about shows that I've watched that he's been on that are so cool. Frangela gives jokes that you will never hear anywhere else. John Fugel saying you just stare at with, you know, drooling over him. And then meeting you, Chris gives the best hugs. Meeting you, you're just, like, genuinely wanting to, like, get to know people and happy that people are there. And I urge anyone, I'm going to push you off the fence. Get your meet and grow.
Thank you.
It is so
I
worth
think
it.
The word you're looking for is needy. I am very needy, and I don't get out
you
of the
are very
house,
needy.
And so I,
she
I
is.
Cling to you like
she
a
is.
Perverted koala.
I have
so
to
please.
Back out of here every day.
And you can ask Hal, John, or Frangela anything you want about I Love the 80s, I Love the 90s, any of those specials.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And also, I'm needy. 29 yes. minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. Owners of older homes in Wisconsin can get some help paying for renovations to improve energy efficiency and safety. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority's More Like Home program offers low-interest loans to homeowners between $5,000 and $50,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Earlier this summer, we told you about the plan for a New Jersey company to buy SSM nursing homes. But now the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is saying no. Complete Care was set to take over St. Mary's Care Center, the biggest nursing home in Dane County, plus two more, one in Baraboo, one in Waupun. Complete Care has had, quote, frequent federal citations for noncompliance, according to the DHS, denying the change in ownership. Complete Care has filed an appeal. It's officially fall, and with that come tons of activities on the farm for people to enjoy. Wisconsin pumpkin patches are ready for you to come carve out some time for family fun. But because of the spring and summer we've had, some of them may have fewer pumpkins than usual. Last year, many farms had smaller, lighter-colored pumpkins because of the drought we had. This time around, we had lots of heavy rain toward the start of summer. With weather complications, you may want to head to the pumpkin patch sooner rather than later. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
The left and the people that need a candidate would have embraced anyone at that point. And you know, ABC, it was 100% positive coverage of her, 92% negative of Trump. So Elon says, what changed the media coverage?
Okay, first, what's the most watched news channel? Who are the most watched and viewed and listened to podcasts? Who are the most watched and listened to or
viewed? Is it
viewed?
Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, it's not close, right? The number one shows are all Fox. The number one podcast,
so
Ian Wright.
Even in spite of that, she's been able to.
Not in spite of that, meaning,
okay.
Meaning the mainstream media is not who you think it is. The mainstream media truly leans right.
Maybe that's why it's only tied then.
Thank you.
Maybe, right?
I don't know.
Thank you, Mark Cuban. Yes,
the mainstream media leans right.
Why do you think we exist? Because our audience gets it. Why do you think this guy exists? Oh, hi. Good morning. Personal
greetings. Hi. Hello, hello. Welcome. It's a great week to see if Diddy's roommate is Eric Adams. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on?
How about my mayor, everybody? How about my mayor?
We just had Maya Wiley on last week. New York, what is wrong with you?
How about who could have been my mayor? About who could have been my mayor? Oh, my God. We're actually replacing I Heart New York with We Could Have Had Maya Wiley. That's the new city logo. Because Eric Adams is so far up turkey's butt, he identifies as stuffing on Thanksgiving. Thank you very much,
Thank
folks.
You, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Welcome to New York. Our mayor would really like to borrow your phone for just 5 minutes. I mean, good God.
I mean, you know, we were saying, though, John, this is a cautionary tale. Maya Wiley, as you know, just incredible, you know, black woman prosecutor. America has a chance to elect the incredible black woman prosecutor this time. 80% of you didn't vote in New York. That's a big cautionary tale right there about, you know, just because I know there's a bunch of new polls out showing Kamala ahead in all the swing states, and then we get happy, you know, but it is terrifyingly close, isn't it?
Yes, it's horrifying. I mean, listen, I really was hoping Mark Robinson would do all this work for us, but we've still got to keep on going. I mean,
listen,
you know,
Sexy Liberal went to North Carolina. What happened? Mark Robinson's campaign blew up. We are going to Phoenix
right
tomorrow.
Away.
What happened? Carrie Lake's career is pretty much over. Ruben
yes,
Gallego.
I'm coming back. I'm going to come back and remind everyone of my all-too-toured and all-too-brief fling with Carrie Lake
That's
back
right.
during the heyday of Studio 54. Oh, the nights were hot and the lies were hotter. But, yes, I'm coming back to see – because the last time we played,
yeah.
Carrie Lake had me interviewed on her Fox show on the Fox affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when she had just crossed over to vote for Trump. And she said, I'm not a racist. I voted for Obama twice.
Which is right out of the movie Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you've decided he wasn't born here. Good for you, lady.
Oh, my God. I know. Yeah. She's going to take, what's the word, Chris? A thumping.
Yes.
That's the word.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get happy, though.
No.
Get happy.
No. No. I just was wondering. I'm having a birthday Sunday. I want to see if I can have her filter now since she won't need it anymore. I'll spring it right
there
back.
You go.
Put it right there on the camera. Okay. John. So, speaking of Mark Robinson, we just came from your triumphant performance in Durham, North Carolina.
But your triumphant performance and your triumphant dress.
You.
My God. Mm. My God, Stephanie.
Well, thank you.
That was a lot of beef.
I did not shoot any beef. That was in Oregon because they like it there.
Oh.
John, you said, remember, Mark Robinson's Holocaust denial and saying some folks need killing in church were not deal breakers. That's this party. I was just making this point that Claire McCaskill was saying his whole party condemned Todd Akin, saying,
exactly.
you know, it needs to be a legitimate rape or whatever he said. This is where we are. No one will condemn anyone that's a Republican.
That's right. That's right. We never knew how good we had it back in the Mitt Romney days. And you know, like, they're still doubling down on this revolting racist lie about the dogs and the pets. I heard the track before. I mean, Clay Higgins, who was too dirty to remain a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're too dirty to remain a cop, you can be a racist Republican congressman. I mean, what he did this week and watching Speaker Johnson Christ wash his racism by saying, well, he's prayed on it. And that was all a lie. He came out and deleted the tweet and said, but I would still tweet it again. I mean, these people, it's not about that they're all racist is that the racism is never a deal breaker. The way the Holocaust denialism was never a deal breaker for Mark Robinson's people before all this happened. And this is the party, as we pointed out, the guy who runs the Heritage Foundation killed a dog with a shovel.
Yeah.
Christy Noem shot a dog.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy put a dog on the grill and killed a bear and cut off a whale's head while a brain worm was eating his brain. These are the dog killers screaming about dog eaters, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And I want Kamala Harris. Here's what Kamala Harris needs to do, because you're right. She's going to win, but we have to act like she's behind 10 points, and we need a big win, and I want her to win. So there's two things I want her to do. One, can we have Tim Walz back? What happened to Tim Walz? Is he in the basement? Where's Tim Walz? I want to see him on TV
Tuesday.
Again.
Right. Tuesday. He's going to be debating.
I know, but they're putting him in stadiums every day. I want him on my TV.
Yeah.
And number two, Kamala Harris needs to come out today and demand that Eric Adams resign and demand that Mark Robinson resign.
Yeah.
Today's the day to do it. And force the Republicans to take a position, because it's going to keep Mark Robinson in the news cycle for a few more days. And when they're trying to get Trump advanced to say if they agree or not, that'll keep it going a few more days. So please, please, let's not make the mistake, Democrats, we made in letting George Santos go. I wish he was still there, folks.
Know,
we need him on that wall.
You gotta let,
but let's
let
use
go.
These guys against him.
You need to let go. Can you make sure everything's okay?
I will.
We're all coyote nervous now. Okay. So, John, good God, I love the way you speak Bible. You said Amber Thurman is dead because people who never actually read the Jesus parts voted to let a racist, thieving reality TV clown appoint three SCOTUS judges. You know, there's just so many heartbreaking stories that... You know, once again, Republicans are trying to double down on, oh, it's not happening, right?
Yeah, yeah, and they will. They denial is their religion, and they have to be. But the fact is, all of this is happening because two generations of so-called Christians were groomed to think that something that's not even in the Bible is more important than everything Jesus told you to do. And that's how they got it. That's how they got Roe v. Wade. That's how they got, for the first time in our lifetime, the Supreme Court taking rights away from citizens, and all it took was electing the opposite of everything Jesus ever taught.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of these people. I'm so tired of Donald Trump. And you know, I just, what do we got, 38 days?
Yeah.
38 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oy, oy, oy.
After that, Donald Trump's going to have to sell a lot of NFTs and crypto because, you know, these defense lawyers don't pay for themselves, Stephanie. Have we really even talked about how Donald Trump's going to make a living once he can't fleece these rubes anymore?
Oh,
I mean, how is he going to pay for his defense attorneys once Lara can't skeeve your donations away?
It's true. Can I just say, we need more male allies like you, because I know I keep hearing pollsters go, oh, it's men. Kamala Harris, you know, the women,
female gap.
That's
right, ladies. I'm an ally. But you cupcakes can sit tight and let a man take over, because I'm a feminist ally.
Okay, listen.
I leave the seat down in the men's room, ladies. That's how feminist I am. Just let me do the talking. I'm an ally.
You defended the Vice President Harris from, what's his name? What's his douche? Football coach? Somebody? Tony Dungy. He's like, dear VP Harris, I hear you make this statement all the time. Exactly what faith are you talking about when you say you don't have to abandon it to support abortion, blah, 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 blah. And you just said, let's discuss this smug, condescending, and possibly blasphemous post, because if one voted for Trump when he promised to bring back torture and turn away war refugees, one doesn't really get to pretend they care about what Jesus says. Nobody supports abortion, coach. We support men not being the ones to make that choice for women. The Bible, Judaism, and Jesus never ban abortion or condemn people who have abortions. That's why they're legal and free in Israel right now. And you just you quote the Bible as you do the stuff it actually says. Yeah.
And I want to apologize. I said no one supports abortion. We support men not making that choice for women. Let me apologize. Liz Winstead supports abortion. Liz Winstead is pro-abortion. So I want to get that out there as well.
You said Jesus did oppose the death penalty. He condemned adultery and divorce, Trump fans, not abortion or LGBT people. Kamala Harris is right. The government, certainly not Trump, should be telling a woman what to do with her body.
They're legal and free in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, we also were talking about the guy that I executed that was innocent.
Yep.
And you tweeted, Christ shows up in the Gospels, overturns eye for the eye in his first public appearance. He later stops an execution, says only the sinless may execute, commands us to forgive 70 times 7, says we'll be judged by how we treat the jailed, not a kill the sinner kind of guy. Because you were responding to someone saying Christ instituted the death penalty.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's insane.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's the whole Sermon on the Mount is Jesus, you know, starting off his new covenant, right? It's the only kind of catchphrase Jesus has is when he says, "You have heard it said, but I say unto you." You have heard it said, but I say unto you.
Yeah.
You've heard it said, an eye for an eye, but I say unto you. And he overturns it. Right. He ends retributive justice in the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Trump Christians have never read the Bible or the Jesus parts.
Right.
And if they have, they've rejected it. So again, the Bible's not pro-abortion, but it's never once anti-abortion. Judaism does not ban it. And that's why they are legal and free in Israel right now. And so Jesus has the whole book to come out and say, oh, by the way, I want to overturn that. He overturns the death penalty. He overturns the divorce laws. Jesus overturns so many laws about women. He breaks the law by teaching women, breaks the law by talking to women and letting them talk to him. He breaks the law by letting ritually unclean women touch him. But he never comes out and says, oh, by the way, abortion's wrong. But he does come out against the death penalty. So I'm not saying anything. This is what Jesus actually says in the book these guys pretend
There's
to follow.
So much missing.
You don't get to kill people in the government. Jesus never says the government should force people to be pregnant against their will, and he never says the government should strap a guy to a table and inject him with poison until he's dead.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's so much misinformation about the Bible out there. Someone needs to write a book called Separation of Church and Hate.
Oh, dear.
Someone did. John Fuchs.
Oh, my God.
Someone's out in Santa Monica doing rewrites in an isolation chamber all week.
But I want to read a couple other things you said. The Bible and Jesus never command the government to force people to be pregnant against their will. Never commands us to incarcerate women who end pregnancies or the people who help them. Never says we should force rape victims to be pregnant by other rapists. Not to mention the fact when it comes to killing actual children, God is the least pro-life character in the Bible.
Boy, wait till these Gentiles hear about Passover. They're going to be furious at the lack of respect for life.
You do. You keep fighting the good fight, and this is part of why we're going to take back God, take back the flag, take back America.
That sounds familiar.
November 5th. Yeah. All right, John, it's going to be 113 degrees in Phoenix tomorrow. I'm not sure Phoenix ladies can take that kind of heat and the heat that John Fugelstein brings.
No, I'm packing, absolutely. Let me also plug away. Next week, I'll be doing Stephanie Ruhle's show, but on Saturday, October 5th, they've been trying to get me to do a Kamala fundraising show in New York City. I am finally hosting Comics for Kamala at Stand Up New York at their new location. And I've got a great big brown gay Muslim show with Nagin Farsad and Mehran Kagani and Chuck Nice, Leanne Lord, Calvin Cato, some of the funniest comics. I'm the only lame white guy on the whole bill. And that's go to comicsforkamala.com, Stand Up New York on West 46th Street next Saturday the 5th. But that's after we destroy Phoenix this weekend.
Phoenix tomorrow, and then Kansas City October 12th, and then the big one. The big one in Los Angeles with Martin Sheen, Mark Hamill, Adam Schiff. We're still going on that one, sexyliberal.com.
We're going to burn Phoenix to the ground. It'll be all ash, and then it will rise from the ashes.
Yes, it will.
Well, it's Phoenix.
Oh, that's pretty check. Yeah, write that down.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you all go. Right. Love you, John Fugelstein. See you tomorrow.
Hot.
It's a lot of hot in Phoenix tomorrow. Yeah. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by what's in that there right there?
Morning Kick.
That's right. Just saying. Mama is having a birthday Sunday.
Yeah.
I need something. I need a little more energy, a little pep in my step.
Something to get those old bones out of bed.
Right. Get up at ass o'clock. Uh-huh. I get up in the middle of a 15-city tour. Yeah. I mean, people, come on. Morning Kick is a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. It has been supporting the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show since I was, I can't remember now how old. Anyway, there's 10 supplements and one in there. Game changer for me.
Yep.
Right? Gut health, energy, your overall well-being. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie. Or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discount. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's better
damn
than
right.
Yours. I could
yeah.
Teach you,
right.
But I have to charge.
What? La, la. Warm it up. Okay. Yeah, it's getting, well, it's, they will warm Phoenix up for us. It's been pre-warmed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
113 tomorrow. Okay.
They've had it on preheat for a little while now.
Yeah. Fortunately, I was going to wear something skimpy anyway. So, okay. Chris, who said, I'm not saying the Bible is pro-abortion, but it's definitely not anti-abortion. Abortions existed in Jesus' day. He never saw fit to mention the subject. Who said that?
Troy Hayden.
No, my personal comedy Jesus, John Fugelsang, who will join us tomorrow in Phoenix. Okay. This is a reporter talking to two Republicans.
What do you make of the Harris campaign trying to be a bit more bipartisan in their approach?
I like that. If they're genuine about it and listening to both sides and hearing what the people really want. And there's a lot of really important issues out there.
You know, I've never been a part of something like this where, the opposite party is coming in and saying, yeah, man, we're going to do a little event for you. We're going to make you feel welcome. We're going to hear you out. And I'm really happy that the Harris campaign is reaching out to Republicans like myself.
There you go. She really is.
She is.
I have to say. Yeah, it is. Very smart. Shirley in Virginia. Hello, Shirley.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Steph.
Thank you.
I'll be 47 tomorrow myself.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. I will be in 4 years.
Excellent, excellent. Had a great time in Durham. You guys were off the chain.
Thank you.
Yeah,
loved it.
Great.
We loved
it. Yes, thank you.
Well, we will. Oh, thank
and
you.
And I want to vote for putting the LA show on the telly. That would be so lovely for us East Coasters.
What a lovely idea. Well, you know, you have the Chicago pay per view to keep you warm till then.
I have it. I have it. I've watched it twice.
You're a good girl. All right. All right. Love you. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Aw, how sweet. Speaking of North
Carolina. Yeah, she's going to watch it as many times as I watched Seems Like Old Times.
You have it until Halloween. You could $20.
Yeah.
For the amazing Chicago Sexy Liberal show on pay-per-view. Get it, sexyliberal.com. Speaking of North Carolina, a reporter asked Trump, are you going to pull your endorsement of Mark Robinson? Trump, I don't know the situation. Oh, would you like to explain the situation to him, Chris? Oh, the situation is he's a black Nazi that was on a porn site.
Right.
That got off on tranny porn.
Right.
Right.
And
yes.
has an Ashley Madison account.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. Anything else? That's the situation. I don't know. Okay, can I just say the cowardice of these Republicans? Mitt Romney, sorry. First of all, he's worried about his party. Let's get our country back first. Yeah. And then you can worry about your stupid party that got us here. Yeah. Right?
We have, approximately 70% of Republicans still say that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. It's like, are we going to abandon truth to that degree?
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
It is.
I mean, after all this time, all the courts that were, solicited to look into it, there's been no evidence of widespread fraud. Actually, most of the evidence I've seen so far has been Republicans. Trying to corrupt the election.
There you go.
And yet they continue to put it out there and promote it. It's like, how does a party survive?
Who cares?
In a setting like that.
It won't.
Yes, and this is why you must vote for Kamala Harris. Right. How can I help, Madam Vice President?
Help me help you.
Thank you. Lisa Murkowski not taking the final step.
What happened on January 6th was an effort by people who stormed a building in an effort to stop an election. I wish that as Republicans we had a nominee that I could get behind. I certainly can't get behind Donald Trump.
Are you considering being an independent at this point?
Oh, I think I'm very independent minded.
Yes, and you must vote for Kamala Harris.
I know, they're so dodgy about it.
Officially.
I just regret that our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump.
Yes.
You becoming an independent caucus of the Republicans, is that something you're open to?
I am navigating my way through some very interesting political times. Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, at least she's running again, whereas Mitt Romney is retiring,
right.
So he really has no reason not to support Kamala Harris.
You must take the final step to save our democracy.
Yep.
Fridays with Brangela, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.